like Mario Kart. Checkered everything.
There's nothing on that car.
The hang.
Daddy's home.
What the shit? Race control.
Look, one more car and I'm taking it out of your ass.
I'ma take this track and make it my bitch.
Did you know that races are won and lost in the pits?
I did not know that.
Did you not?
The IMS is the best there ever was.
Daddy doesn't do road courses!
Daddy only does ovals! We certainly don't take ourselves that seriously, so you shouldn't. Welcome to Fast Cars, Fast Girls with Abby and Molly.
All right, let's warm up the tires. Episode 18.
Episode 18. So, well, we've got some news to go through.
Just a scotch.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
We're going to recap Detroit.
Whew.
The duel in Detroit, if you will.
Oh, I won't.
shit we didn't make up.
Yeah.
The IMS Solar Farm.
We're being a little green today.
We are. Our Woman of the Week, of course. And then we're going to preview Texas.
Can you pronounce the Woman of the Week's name? Because I actually cannot.
I think Vanina X.
It works for me.
If that's incorrect, then please, Ms. X, contact us.
Yeah, feel free. It's fine. All right.
If that is your name.
That is your real name.
That is your real name. I mean, the way it's spelled, like it, yeah.
I mean, it was on multiple places on the internet, so I feel like it's fine. But
it's Vanina, not Vanina.
Because that's a horrible childhood.
Horrible. I'm sure she was called that, yeah. Okay, yeah. Anyway. News. All right, so new teams watch.
New teams watch.
So we all know that we've had lots of new teams come into the IndyCar series this season, which I love. I know you do as well. That's right.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. May is over. We've caught up on sleep. Now it's time to crack some beers and talk some IndyCar.
Yeah. All anyway. Right.
So we've had new teams step up from the ladder series.
Yeah.
Juncos, Harding has a full season now.
Carlin step up from Lights, although they were running, you know, GT3s and everything else, but yeah.
Yeah, and so we've seen that, and now it looks like Scuderia Corsa.
Scuderia Corsa.
is looking for a full-time team.
Sorry.
I had no idea you did such a great Italian accent.
Remember, I took Italian.
I forget that. All right, now I want to hear Fat Tony from The Simpsons.
Off air.
Do you know, by the way, that Joe Mantegna, he based that character on an actual uncle of his?
I'm not surprised.
Like, that entire character, the way he speaks and all that, is based on an uncle of his.
Oh.
Hysterical. Okay.
Yeah.
Bearing the lead here.
Yes.
As is on brand for us.
Yeah.
All right. So, Scuderia Corsa.
Scuderia Corsa.
Is looking for a full-time team.
Yes.
And we all saw that Fernando Alonso was tweeting about the Indy 500 on the day of the Indy 500 and not the race that he was actually in. So
I mean,
I think his heart's already here.
Yeah.
And so the McLaren CEO, Zach Brown, was in Detroit this past weekend with Gilles Deferrin.
Gilles Deferrin. And also, I just want to point out again, I know we already tweeted about it, but the pictures of, like, the McLaren group meeting with different people that IndyCar fans were just tweeting out.
Oh my gosh. Who knew that we had so many people that make excellent spies?
I'm concerned about our fan base as a whole.
I mean, well, we had that one, like, somebody tweeted a picture of that they took of us from across the Pagoda Plaza. So, and we're not even anything. So I'm really not that surprised.
I guess
but
not.
But I will say, IndyCar fans, it's creepy as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against it. In fact, I love the sneakiness, but just know it's creepy.
But y'all kind of concerned us, so.
Yeah.
This is exciting, exciting, exciting. I definitely think a McLaren is in talks, and maybe not this year, or this upcoming season. I would not be surprised if they didn't field another 500 car.
Yeah, and then maybe come to a full season in 2020.
Yeah, kind of get in.
Or maybe a partial season in 2019.
Like a couple of one-offs.
Yeah, 8,500, and then, you know, a few extra races just kind of get their feet wet.
And if it's Fernando, I mean, a few road courses, Fernando and some road courses.
I mean, I think you could do a full-time season with him in a heartbeat. I think he can easily get
I think I would sell my kidney for that.
Oh, I mean, we love Alonso.
He's just so good looking. And I love to hear him speak.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's a
beautiful
man.
He might replace the drivers that I love. It's going to be bad news for all of the drivers.
Well, and he's age appropriate for it, so that's another thing. I don't feel creepy I don't feel weird talking about how hot he is because he, you know.
I find
some of the drivers, I'm like, yeah, you're hot, but you're like 2 years older than my nephew, and that's weird as hell.
I mean, some of the older drivers are very nice.
I would say most of them are.
I would say most of them are.
Most of them are. Yeah.
So, but it is another age-appropriate driver for us. Yeah. This just turned into a real girl moment.
It did. It did. Well, for all you guys that enjoy the grid girls, well, now you're on the other side of it.
Nah. How do you feel? I don't
probably feel like a piece of meat. It's all right. It's all right if you do. We're not going to stop.
Nope.
Nope. Not at all. I think McLaren would be a great addition to the series.
I think so too, and I'm excited to see them. I'm excited Scuderia Corsa is going to be kind of trying maybe a, I know they're targeting a full-time. I mean, that'd be great if they can get it done by next season.
Hell yeah.
But, I don't know, maybe it'll take a half and then a full.
Yeah.
Which I like as a step, like, get your feet wet, do about 6 races, okay, and then next year commit to the full.
I mean, a full season is a big commitment if you decide that maybe it's not quite the right fit for you.
Yeah.
Or that maybe it is going to be the right fit, but you don't have all the pieces where you need them to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, because it is very different. I mean, well, and as we saw with Lena Gade at SPM, I mean, she was very successful in the Formula Series, but came over here, and, you know, it's very different. And they referenced somebody else that had come as an engineer from Formula Racing to IndyCar, and they left after a year. So it is, I mean, there are some similarities, but it's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you have people in place who are either very adaptable or are already familiar with some of the ins and outs of IndyCar. So you don't really want to come in with all of your Formula people who know jack shit about
nothing.
IndyCar. So yeah, a half season I think would be a good choice.
These are just my thoughts. Speaking of other animals, let's run down the other motorsports, especially since we're actually jumping on a other motorsport podcast.
We are. So, which hopefully you guys have already watched because we're going to drop this on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So NASCAR was at Pocono.
The tricky triangle for NASCAR.
Yes. Martin Truex won.
Yeah.
Kyle Busch is still number one in the standings. I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the blah, blah. Kyle Busch is an ass.
But he is number one in the standings.
He is number one in the standings. Although, damn it. And now I can't remember who it was. Larson. Is it Keith Larson?
Kyle Larson?
Kyle Larson.
There's
there
a lot
we
of
go.
Kyles.
Okay, so Kyle
NASCAR.
Larson. Okay, so he drives for Chip in NASCAR.
Yes.
And Scott Dixon got his 42nd win on Saturday of the Detroit Duel.
Yeah.
So for race one, and he tweeted out and said, you know, congratulations, you know, on your 42nd win. And, well, Kyle Larson drives the number 42.
Oh, how cool.
And so a lot of people were like, ooh, is this an omen? Is this, you know, that you're going to win the race, et cetera, et cetera, which he did not win, but he did come in second.
Ooh.
So not a bad weekend for the Chip Ganassi teams.
Not a bad weekend for Chip.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he feels them all. Because I know Scott races Le Mans, and that's coming up too, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So not a bad weekend for Chip.
No.
And their next race is in Michigan this weekend.
And then, so NHRA was at the Chicago Route 66 Raceway, which I love that name.
Oh.
I'm already in love with
too.
It.
Yeah.
Top fuel was
Get
Clay.
Get your kicks on Route 66.
It was Clay Milliken. Funny car was Robert Height. Pro stock was Yeg Collin Jr. None of the Force family.
Well, and actually, John Forrest had a nasty wreck.
Had a little crash, but he's like, whatever, I'm going to do it again. And I was like, damn it, John.
Yeah, he's that man.
I don't know. He's
got more lives than a cat.
I think so.
And he is spry.
Maybe he's a Highlander.
He could be. Maybe he's like Wolverine, where he just miraculously heals from everything.
That actually might be it. Like, at one point, there's a bad crash, and they just had to replace everything. And yeah, he's Wolverine.
Yeah, they replace all his bones with adamantium.
It's fine. We figured it out, John.
Yep.
It's fine. Your secret's safe. Well, it's not safe with us.
It's not safe with us.
No. It's never safe.
No, not if it's something that we speculated. Now, if you tell us a real secret, we're horrible journalists, and we will 100%
keep that to ourselves. But we will guess.
But we will make wild accusations.
Not stopped yet.
Not until we get a cease and desist.
Still not unconvinced that Spencer Pigot is
I'm
Ed
100%
Carpenter's
convinced.
Love child.
He is Ed Carpenter's love child. 100%.
Only a DNA test will prove me otherwise.
I want to see adoption records. Like,
I want to go
who
on
are his parents?
COVID.
Do they have baby pictures of him? Bet they don't.
Bet they don't.
Bet they don't. All right. So Formula One, they have a week off. And then they're going to be in Canada on June 6th.
So.
Formula One.
Formula One is in Canada.
So that's what we got for you.
Yeah.
All right. Let's Let's recap the Detroit races.
The duels!
The duels! Well, I have my notes.
Ah, okay. You moved on me. And you
I did.
Me.
I'm sorry. I was like, that's right.
I have notes. All right. I didn't really practice session. I mean,
it was fine. I mean,
my takeaway was the practice session, which one of the things I like is to listen to it because they kind of give you a rundown. So they're talking about kind of going to Detroit from the IMS, and it's a different, two completely separate animals, two completely different setups, because it's a natural road course or a street course, if you will.
Oh, I won't.
Obviously, street courses are much more bumpy, especially in, I don't know, the Midwest, after our winters.
Yeah, it's pothole season.
It's pothole season, and so they have to have a softer car, a more mechanically compliant car, versus the IMS, where you want aerodynamics as close as you can to that very smooth track.
Yeah.
So they talked about that, and they talked about how, and it was kind of interesting to watch this throughout the weekend. Andretti Autosport rolled off with both bars disconnected, so their car was very loose, and Penske had everything connected, so it was very stiff.
Yeah.
So that made a fun weekend.
It did, and that strategy did not bode well for Penske on Saturday.
It did not. I think they must have tweaked it a little bit come Sunday. Nobody said anything.
Better on Sunday, but yes, Saturday, like, where are the Chevys at?
Where are the Chevys?
Where are them Chevys? Where are them Penske boys at?
Where are the Penske boys at? That's on our new album we're dropping.
Yes. Where are the Penske boys at?
It's title one.
But yeah, they were nowhere to be seen.
I mean,
it was a Honda show.
It was a Honda show.
Dominated. First of all, Andretti Autosport dominated.
Thank you. And by the way, we have to say.
And Chip as well.
And Chip, congrats to Marco. He got the pole.
He sure as hell
did. I mean, he earned it. He earned it.
He did.
He earned it. I'm not going to say it's his year, but he earned the pole.
He did earn the pole. And I think he came in fourth on the first race.
He did come in fourth.
Yeah.
I know that.
He was on my fantasy team for the first race, which did extremely well, which was then followed by a crushing blow to my fantasy team on Sunday.
Our fantasy team.
But yeah, I mean, Ed Jones came in sixth, Dixon won, and then second was Rossi, second was RHR.
RHR, because it was RHR and Dixon, and then RHR got it.
And then third was Rossi, fourth was Marco. Excuse me.
Fifth was Sato, sixth was Jones, and then seventh was Will, the first Chevy.
Yeah, which, coming off of an Indy 500 win, you would have thought that he performed the worst out of all the Penske cars.
He was actually my drop, because I was like, nope, don't pick your Indy 500 winner.
Because they typically do not do well.
He said, hey, remember when you say something about me and I do the opposite? And I said, no willpower.
I don't remember that.
Oops.
Never heard of it.
My bad. So anyway.
Yeah.
We have to talk about the Kimball incident.
Yeah, we do. So,
okay.
Ferrucci got Kimballed. He got Kimballed.
It was a Kimball wizard.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry, kids, but it's the truth.
Kimball didn't even apologize afterwards. I'm not saying that people don't make mistakes, okay? I will say that it does seem to happen more often with Kimball than with other drivers, just objectively. I mean, it's all anecdotal evidence, but...
I'd argue it.
Yeah. But my thing is, you know, people who were super hateful to Charlie, like, there's no need to be hateful. Everybody's human. They make mistakes. Now... You don't need to be hateful to him for what happened, which was that he drove straight into the fucking back of Ferrucci.
Right.
They're on the same team. No, that's right. I was like, Kimball used to be.
I get it.
But yeah, so yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
But yeah, so, I mean, they both had cars that were, you know, similar speeds. And so maybe Ferrucci braked sooner than Kimball thought, but there was a lot of traffic there, and so you would think, I mean, even though you want to be aggressive, that you would not be so aggressive that you would just drive straight into the back of somebody.
Yeah.
And it's a goddamn miracle that Ferrucci wasn't injured.
Yeah, and he slipped, it was Laced and Veach that he almost hit.
Yeah, I mean, he flipped between three cars, narrowly missed all of them, mm-hmm. and then slammed into the wall 170 miles an hour.
My mother was upstairs in the room, in the house. I was watching it downstairs. I was yelling so loud when she came down. I was like, there was a crash. And she was like, oh, I know. I know there was a crash. I was like, well, this is what happens when you watch races with me.
Yeah, this is how it works.
This is it.
But yeah, so thankfully Ferrucci's okay. But yeah, Kimball did not apologize. That's my issue with it, is that...
That's it, exactly. Like,
it's not that it happened. It's racist. We're all human.
Fine.
Shit happens. You're trying to make moves. You're trying to be aggressive. That's your job. I get that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I wasn't in the car, so I can't say whether or not he should or shouldn't have been that close. And maybe Ferrucci did break earlier than he had been in the past.
But...
Unsure. But no. To not even say, like, hey...
My B, kid.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Like, what? He didn't even say sorry. He was like, I shouldn't have given the rookie more doubt. Or
yeah, I gave him the benefit of the doubt and I shouldn't have done that since he's a rookie, blah, blah, blah.
That's not an apology.
That's not an apology.
Somebody said it's a backhanded compliment. It's not even a backhanded compliment.
No, it's just a straight up slam.
He's being a dick.
And it's putting the blame on the rookie.
Yeah. When you ran into the rookie.
Yeah, it's putting the blame on yourself for saying, oh, I shouldn't have trusted him that much. Well, no, he shouldn't have trusted you that much, apparently. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you're the one who shouldn't be trusted.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was interesting. But, yeah, people got all kinds of hateful on Twitter this weekend.
Yeah.
What's with all the hate, people? Is with all the hate?
Why is it such a big... we're going off topic for, like, 2 seconds. Why is it such a big deal?
It could be a solid 2 to 3 minutes, but...
Well, all right, but we do have something coming up.
We do.
So we have to keep tight. But why is it such a big deal when you get blocked by somebody? Like, how is that a badge of honor? Why?
Thank you. Yeah, I do want to take a moment because there's so many people on Twitter that love to post screenshots of, oh, so-and-so blocked me, so-and-so blocked me. Yeah, they blocked you because you were being an asshole.
That's exactly it.
Why are you bragging about that? If I act like an asshole, I don't want anybody to know it. I certainly don't advertise it.
That's, like, if you get blocked, you're like, fudge, that's okay. But when people are like, guess who blocked me? Unless it's Marco, because he blocks everybody. So first of all, you can't brag about that.
Yeah.
Which, he's not listening, but just unblock people, homie. It's fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't get it.
I don't either. Thing? Like, why is it cool to be as mean as humanly possible on the internet and then brag about it?
I don't know.
Like, oh, look at me. Congratulations, you're a douchebag. The rest of us, however, know that we live in a goddamn civilization. Okay? And also, you wouldn't say that to somebody's face. Okay? You fucking keyboard warriors, you would not say that to somebody's face. So quit acting like a big man. Oh, I'm going to tweet at somebody. Suck my dick. Get over yourself. Get over yourselves and just treat each other with a little kindness, okay? I mean, life is fucking hard enough as it is without you being an asshole to people that you don't even fucking know about goddamn racing.
First of all,
it is meant to be enjoyed. Enjoy it. Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Also, you're not in the damn car.
Yeah, like, I don't see you out there racing.
I see your ass in
us. I'll tell you who does have the right to talk shit. Other professional drivers.
They
want
to talk
shit. You can talk all the shit you want.
Boys, go for it, because there's nothing I love more when they start getting a little sassafras.
Snippy with each other.
I'm like, okay, let's solve this. Let's solve this.
Right?
IndyCar fights on YouTube are my favorite thing to watch.
Hey, equal rights co-ed fights.
I watched the 2017, 2016, both Texas races, and those drivers got a little hotter than the collar, and I was like, it's about to go down.
Yeah, it is going to go down.
So anyway.
That's,
be nice. All
right. In rant, stop being assholes to people online.
That's
like,
it.
This is why we can't have nice things.
This is exactly why.
You know, I'm just going to start responding. Anytime I see somebody being a dick, I'm just going to start responding from our account. This is why we can't have nice things.
That's it.
So if any of you are being assholes, you're going to get publicly shamed.
Yep. We are on a mission of civility. Well.
We're on a mission from God.
I was going to say civility, but...
No, and I'm not saying that we don't give people shit, and, you know, it's perfectly fine to make jokes, okay? And believe me, we do, okay?
Yeah.
I love to make fun of lots of people and to make jokes and all that business, but there's a difference between, like, teasing and then just being a straight dick.
Yeah.
Like, telling somebody to kill themselves. Not funny.
Not funny.
Yeah, not funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, making a joke, asking Dixon, you know, if he wants Taco Bell... Like, that's hysterical.
Yeah. And, like, that's just fun stuff. But being mean-spirited, totally different. So, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. We have to move on.
All right. Moving on. Yeah,
all right.
We kept that to a few. All right. So, race one, we went through that. And really, other than the Kimball incident...
I did want to talk about Rossi and Marco. And also, congrats to Dixon.
Yes. Congrats to Scott Dixon. 42nd win. Tied with Michael Andretti now.
Like I told my dad, he might close out on AJ.
I mean...
He's not stopping.
No, he's... I mean, He's had quite a career, and he's not slowing down. So
it might happen. You heard it here first.
I also enjoy, by the way, that Dixon, even after all these years, he's a bit of a slow burn. Like, he always starts the season off slow and then kind of hits his groove. And he's always in contention for the championship. And so even being a slow burn doesn't really hurt him.
No.
But I like that because I like a warm-up game. Like, if I'm playing euchre, I usually lose the first game.
Right. You gotta get in. I gotta feel the rhythm.
Get my groove.
Sauce it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I enjoy that.
I want to talk about Rossi and Marco for a minute or two because there were a couple of times, I guess, Rossi came over the radio and complained that he felt that Marco was holding him up.
Yes.
And then towards the end of the race, he baited Marco, and it was in a turn, and Marco, I think, broke, and Rossi was able to overtake him. And I was like, that's why. That's why he's my driver.
Yeah, he did bait Marco. I don't think that Rossi was necessarily holding him up, or that Marco was holding
him up. I'm not sure.
I think that Marco was just defending his line. Now, did Rossi have a faster car? Possibly.
Yeah.
He didn't in quals, but
I don't think it was blocking. I think Rossi's car might have been quicker.
Yeah.
At race.
And I think that Marco was just defending his line. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, Rossi probably had a little bit quicker race day car. So it was funny to me how upset Rossi was about it, because you don't typically hear him get upset over the radio.
No.
So I'm also curious, because it was not Rossi's best weekend.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he did well that race. He podiumed. He got third. But then Sunday...
Well, he polled Sunday morning.
He did. But emotionally, I'd be curious as to what's going on in Rossi's life. Because, he's not usually that... He's not ever that animated over the radio.
And
there were comments about, like, we're going to be talking about this in the team meeting.
Yeah.
And I've never heard Rossi say anything like that.
He usually
is, like, I mean, one answers. Yes, no.
And then to fall for basically the same thing, but it was RHR. Like, he fell for it.
Yes.
RHR baited Rossi. Rossi locked up his tires one too many times, and he lost it.
He did.
And he fell for it. I was like, this is what you just did twice in a row. I know. So, yeah, I don't know.
Twice in a row, created a bald spot, flatted his tire. And
it makes me crazy.
What did he finish?
Like, 13th.
13th, 14th, yeah.
Right around there.
Yeah.
But he was...
Probably going to win it, or if not, would have gotten second place.
Yeah, he was, because I think he was first, and then it was RHR, so I don't know.
But good on Ryan Hunter Ray.
I'm not mad at RH, and then he jumped in the fountain like he said he would.
Good for him, man.
Except I would never jump into Detroit water.
Well, it's treated with chlorine.
But is it, though?
It has to be, otherwise that fountain would be all scummy. I was a lifeguard. I know water treatment. It's a skill of mine.
I'm just saying, it's Detroit.
I mean, I'm not... I mean, I hear you. I don't believe he drank any of the water, which, from what I hear, is the problem.
Well, hopefully he
did. It's the drinking of the water.
Hopefully he kept his mouth shut. He was drinking champagne out of that bottle, though.
He sure was. I love the Playboy centerfold pose that he did in the fountain.
What?
That was my absolute favorite.
It was so fun.
I was like, you're hilarious. I bet that, because he's kind of a quieter guy. I was like, I bet he's got a really funny sense of humor. He just is so soft-spoken.
Like a good, dry wit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he totally seems like that. But he's just so soft-spoken that, like, unless you're right next to him, you don't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are, then he's just hysterical.
He's just dropping one-liners. You're like, the shit?
You're just laughing. Just like mic drop comments all night long.
Oh, 100%. Wickens did real... We're, like, jumping around on day two, but...
We are. Wickens did extremely well.
He did extremely well.
He qualified second.
He qualified second, and, you know, he was the first group out, so the track was still a bit damper than it was for the second group. And so everybody had said, second group's going to go faster. And and that's why, that's part of it. So he was second, Rossi was first.
Yep.
As far as pole speed.
So, I mean, that's pretty impressive still to be second overall, even though he was in the first group.
I mean, it is but a matter of mere races before we see Robert Wickens win.
Yeah.
That's hard for me to
say. That was, yeah. That's a... Yeah,
don't say that three times fast.
But yeah, I agree with you. I think it is only a matter of time. However, I think the longer it goes... I think that's playing mind games with Wickens because...
Yeah, like
he's had a couple
be...
wins that just kind of slipped right out from underneath him for multiple reasons. Rossi being one of them. hashtag St. Pete. But yeah, so I think that mentally, the longer he goes without a win, the more pressure he's going to feel because now it's expected.
I'm hopeful that it's Road America.
I'm hopeful as well.
I mean, I'm not going to, like, spoil Texas, but I don't
I don't think he's going to do that.
I don't think he's doing well in Texas just because Texas is Texas. Mm-hmm. But I think
America, Texas is like the Indy 500. It's a fast race. It's a fast pace. Quick, and it just eats rookies alive.
It does.
When you're not used to, I mean, Wickens was thrown when they went five wide at the Indy 500. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a meme for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck's sake. Like, and so I anticipate that his radio for the Texas race is going
to
be...
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be good. We might just have to... Well, no. We'll scan still, but...
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
But we'll be checking in on him regularly because, yeah, I don't... I don't see his win happening in Texas, but hopefully Road America.
I think so. And we'll be there.
I think that if we have a road course in the rain...
Oh, it's going to be the Wiccan show.
Oh, it is going to be the Wiccan
show. It's going to be the Wiki Bobby show.
Yes. Yeah. So I think that it... Yeah. Should we have a race completely in the rain, I think he's going to just annihilate everybody else. Because mm-hmm. he is extremely strong in the rain.
Oh, yeah. Stupid dog.
So, but yeah. So Rossi, I can't believe that he fell for that shit with RHR twice.
Especially since...
Locked up his... Yeah.
He did it the day before.
That's his game.
It's a cat and mouse game, which is why I love watching them as a driver. It's such a cerebral drive with him.
It is.
So.
It is. He's like in for the long con. It's like watching a game of chess, mm-hmm. you know, but like you can see all the moving parts. Mm-hmm. I'm very surprised. So I'm curious to see how he does this weekend at Texas because... Obviously, his head's not quite in the right place, in my opinion. Yeah, I don't know
what's happening here.
Yeah, no. I've never seen him that animated. I've never seen him fall for the same shit that he pulls on everybody else.
I mean, I'm still going to pick him because...
I mean, yeah.
Hashtag Team Rossi here. He's going to go all the way. But he needs to get it together.
Yeah.
Some of us have fantasy IndyCar points on the line here. Okay.
Right. Serious business.
Beers are on the line. Also, before we jump to our picks, this was interesting. Friday was free at the Detroit Grand Prix. Ooh, that rhymed. Oh,
you know, I did see that.
I think that's kind of a cool thing. I think tracks should think about doing that if they can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that pulls people in. It's like anything. First time is free.
Yeah. Come on in. Check it out. And it's worked for drug dealers for centuries.
Yep. That's what I hear.
First time's free. But yeah, it's a great way. You come out, you bring the family. You know, especially if you've got a lot of kids, you're like, I'm not paying for mm-hmm. every single person in this family again. That's a lot of money, especially if you get there and everybody's bored within, you know, 40 minutes.
That's fine. But
it's like you can try it out. You go and maybe you or your kids or your friends or whatever, maybe you go there and you're like, this is pretty awesome. I really like this.
We're coming back tomorrow. You got to pay for tomorrow, but now you know.
But now you got to try it out for free. You got to mm-hmm. feel like, am I going to enjoy this? Am I not? And you get to walk around, see all the cool things and experiences and opportunities that you have to participate in while you're there.
Yeah.
I think that's a great thing. So, yeah, well done, Detroit GP.
Yeah. All right, let's run through these points. So you got 2 points. You got a point for power and a point for Rahal top 10 day 2.
Rahal top 10 day 2.
Yep.
And then I only got a half point for power. Because he only podiumed on day 2.
I wanted to give you a full point. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at you being nice.
Yep. I got no points for Newgarden. He was in the top 5 either
day.
No point
for Sato.
No point for Sato.
So I got 1.5. I got a 0.5 for Rossi because he podiumed. No points for Hinch. The Rahal point that all of us got.
Yep.
And no points for Kimball. I know. And then, actually, Juliana beat us.
That bitch.
God. She got a PowerPoint. A PowerPoint.
And a Rahal point.
And a Rahal point. So she got 2. Not even here. She did not get a King point.
Nope. King was not the first out. No. So.
And the Newgarden point didn't work either.
Although he did smash it pretty good in practice. But
but that don't count.
Sure doesn't. So. All right. Well, congratulations, Juliana. You damn ringer. I guess now we know how the pain tour felt at karaoke. Well, now it's time for...
Shit We Didn't Make Up. Yes. It's been too long,
guys. It has been too long.
I was concerned.
So, the IMS Solar Farm.
This is one of my favorite little bits of tidbits to tell people.
Yes, it's a very fun fact, Toyd. Like, yeah.
Yeah. So, it opened in about 2014. It's actually located... behind the back stretch of the track on about 25 acres. So it's right there next to the track.
Yes.
As opposed to the huge one that's out by the airport, too.
Yes.
Sometimes I get those two confused, depending on how tired I am.
Yes.
So if I've taken to the airport, I'm like, this is the track solar farm. Just be like,
No.
Should you be driving?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
The answer is no. So, yeah. So there is one at the airport that is very big. But, yeah. So this one at the track is about 25 acres.
Yeah.
It contains just over 9,300 solar pieces. generates 9 megawatts of power. It's a carbon offset to 10,288 tons, the largest solar farm and a sporting facility.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of cool?
It is. And it creates enough energy to power 27 homes.
So it's the power goes back to IPL and it's the whole solar stuff. But I found that very interesting. What a way to be green, Trek.
Yeah. And to contribute to, energy conservation.
And carbon offsetting.
In the city of Indianapolis. Yeah. So reduce that carbon footprint.
# green life.
Now, here's the other facts I want to know. The day of the Indy 500, how deep is that carbon footprint? How many years would this solar track have to be in place? The solar farm.
Oh, a lot.
I mean, it's awesome that they're doing that, but we probably could do a little more to offset. I think we have a pretty heavy carbon footprint as a series. But that is very cool.
Yeah.
Vanina X.
Our woman of the week. She is from... Where's Spa-Frankfurt? Isn't that Belarus? Belgium. Belarus. The Netherlands. I wrote this down and then I...
She's from Belgium.
Thank you. Did I write it in there?
Yep.
Ah! Damn! I meant to put it up front. She's from Belgium. She started racing approximately 21 years old in the BMW Compact Cup race. And she's also done DTM for a few years. A lot of kind of like road rally races.
Yeah.
Her home track is the Spa-Francorchamps. And she's been participating in that from 1997 to 2012, which is approximately when she retired from racing.
That's awesome. And that's a 24-hour race.
Yes.
So that's excellent.
They have a 6-hour one, but her big one was the 24-hour one.
Yeah. The big long endurance one.
Yeah.
I like it. Mm-hmm. She participated in the Dakar rally multiple times, including once with her father, who was also a race car driver.
So that's kind of fun. But then I thought to myself, is it though?
I mean, you know, yes and no.
Yes and no.
I mean, there are many things that, like, with my dad, I was like, God, I'm glad I don't have to work with you. I feel like you'd be such an asshole. But then there were other times, like, he taught me how to shoot, and he was an excellent marksman, and he also did undercover work for about half of his career, and so I have all of these secret spy skills. I mean, there's no other way to put it, but I do.
So,
and also because he was a police officer and because I'm a girl, like all these defensive things. And he was also like, well, and also like, here's how you clear a room properly. Here's how you, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so anyhow, I went paintballing with him one time. And usually we were on the same team, but we were on opposite teams this time. And I hunted him. I hunted him like prey. And it was awesome.
Yeah. I imagine like
this. I mean, we both had fun. Well, and the thing was, is that he had gotten me prior. He posted up like a damn sniper.
Of course he did.
And was just picking people off.
Of course he did.
Right. Of course he did. Yeah.
You didn't even... Yeah, of course.
As soon as I got hit, everyone was like, where'd that come from? And I was like, my dad. They're like, where is he? I'm like, unsure, but he's up high.
He's in the sniper's nest.
Right? I was like, he's got a good line on everybody. I was like, save yourselves. So then I was able to,
just dramatically dying. Save yourselves.
Save yourselves. Yeah. Anyway, get some retribution. So, I think it can be fun.
I'm sure there are times where she's like, I'm just going to leave you on the roadside. And then other times she's like, this is great. As any road trip is with your father.
Your father. Yeah.
This Absolutely. Is great. Or, well, I'm going to leave your body somewhere. Right. And hope scavengers
Take too long
it.
In the bathroom. See what happens.
See. I wish you
see
would.
See if this car is still here. Or in my family, we just drive around the back of the building just to fuck with you.
I'm not mad at that.
Like, the last person in the bathroom, everybody's like, ooh, this will be good. And we just drive around, so you think we've left. Sometimes they actually leave, so that even if you walk around, the car's not there.
I'm not mad at that, because they're coming back.
It's just that you want to be the one in the car.
You definitely want to be in the car.
The one that comes out of the truck stop, like...
Always.
Every time.
Here is a life hack. Never be the last person in a car.
I mean... I feel like easier said than done, okay?
I get that, but you don't want to be the last person in the car.
You don't.
Shit will happen.
All right. She was also the first driver to get behind the wheel of a concept electric racing car at Le Mans in 2010.
Yeah. So she's also done Le Mans a few times as well. I believe at one point she was actually partnered with Bordeaux.
Oh. Excellent.
I don't remember what year, and I don't know how they came in, but they were together once.
That'd be nice. They can say they all speak French together.
Yes. Isn't that fancy?
That is. That is. My, great-grandfather? Yeah, he was from Belgium. They didn't have a long stint in Belgium, as we are mostly Irish. I don't know how he ended up in Belgium.
I say that, but we actually have, like, there's a generational stop in my family that was Canada.
Interesting. Yeah.
So we've got like a generation in Canada that we're all like, okay.
Yeah. It's like,
so if Schmidt Peterson Motorsport needs an attractive, perky attorney, I can join Team Canada, guys.
I mean,
putting that out there.
Yeah. I would love to see you on Team Canada.
They cannot handle me. They cannot.
Oh, I think they could.
There are too many extroverts on that team. I would kill one of them. That would happen.
Yeah, but they need more balance. They need another introvert.
They do need another introvert.
Plus, you find the office hilarious. You could definitely get on their hilarious videos, their mock videos.
Which, by the way, if anybody from Schmidt's listening, I've not seen a fun, hilarious video recently. I'm a little
hurt. I know it's been busy, but...
But you should have shot all of this in the off season.
Right? Well, not all of them, but...
Most of them.
But yeah. And I want to see... I definitely want to see more with Jack Harvey, too, because he is so funny.
He's so funny!
Oh my gosh, he's so funny. I love him. And he's such a sweetheart.
It's very nice.
I'm so glad that we got to chit-chat with him a little bit, a couple times during the month of May. Yeah. No, he's... Yeah, definitely one of... Probably my favorite non-full-time driver.
You mean like in a part-time one-off?
Yeah.
Okay.
As in non-full-time?
Well, because like Connor's a one-off.
Oh.
But he was only a one-off, so that's why it was like a part-time one-off.
Well, I mean, Connor, yeah. Yeah, that's hard. Yeah, because I do love Connor.
I know.
I feel like Connor's in a separate category, though.
I mean, I feel like that's a hometown boy.
Yeah, like
nope.
I mean, obviously, my loyalty is to Connor. It goes without saying.
Let's be real.
So it's like, he's not even in contention because my love for him is unconditional.
Okay.
But yeah, I love Jack Harvey.
I do too. Okay.
The Texas DXC Technology 600.
It's a new sponsor. And fun fact, our rookie of the year last year, actually, she doesn't work for DXC, but they're a contractor with the state. And so she deals with like a DXC contract.
Oh, nice.
So I kept telling her about this and she was like, okay.
She's like,
Okay.
Okay.
And I was like, but did they get you tickets? Obviously they did not.
Or we'd be in Texas next week.
Well, and because it's a whole state employee ethical thing.
Oh yeah, you're not allowed, yeah.
But anyway. We would have been in Texas.
Right. Damn, we gotta get into the private sector so we can start accepting bribes.
I know.
I mean perks.
perks.
all right, the official hashtag is #DXC600.
Or
for us, #. Clusterfuck 600.
Because it's happening again.
Oh, yeah. If you don't think that it's not going to be a complete shit show with these arrow kits. I love the new arrow.
Yeah, it's great.
I love it. I love the way the cars look. There's so many good things about it, in my opinion. But Texas is not going to be on the pro list.
Nope.
Oh, I think there's going to be a lot of bitching and moaning next week.
It's not going to be good, guys.
Yeah, a lot of complaints.
In fact,
I think it'll be nice for Will Power because he hasn't said anything negative since he won the Indy 500.
Oh, so now he can bitch.
Yeah, and yeah, so, I mean, he's going to have to get some of that negative out.
He's going to have to, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be building up.
It's like, he has to let it out.
Yeah, he has to let it out or it's going to eat him alive.
He's
so.
Not a white Irish trash Protestant Catholic. Like
yeah,
he can't just push it down
it down until it turns into cancer.
Mm-mm, no, you got to let it out. Some of us just keep it down and drink a lot. It's fine.
Yeah. You either push it down, it becomes cancer, or you drink it away.
One of the two.
That's how we do.
But most people can't handle it.
No. Not unless... Nope.
Nope. Anyway.
All right. So they repaved and resurfaced it in 2017.
Which is why the 27... Part of why the 2017 race was a...
Goddamn shit show.
Shit show.
If you remember, we had issues with tires blistering.
Oh,
they did the, mandatory yellows every, 30 laps or something. Mm-hmm. Because everybody had to change tires. They got more tires than they initially were allotted because people, the tires were blistering.
Yeah.
It was a whole thing. And I know that Firestone did a shit ton of work.
Yeah.
And the tires we have this year are just fantastic.
Also, shout out to the new Firestone Wets.
Oh, yes.
I forgot how we mentioned that.
Which, Kara Adams, they did a little brief interview on her on a day one of the Detroit Duel. And she talked about how one of the really cool things about these is that it might be like the first rain tire to actually make its way into like everyday usage quickly.
That was pretty cool.
So yeah, the way they designed it and the grooves and all this business, it actually is like pretty optimal. I mean, they'd have to make some changes obviously because their four tires, each tire looks different. You can't drive your daily driver like that unless you hate your car. But yeah, and so it actually might make its way into the public sector quicker than any other tire advancement.
Yeah, it's exciting. So, and it did well. It's exciting.
Yeah, and it did very well.
So.
Did extremely well. So.
Anyway, back to Texas.
So yeah, so it's a 1.5 mile oval.
Yep.
Which is pretty good size. Except, I mean, you compare it to us and it's not, but it is, I mean, it's a good size oval.
Yeah, because I was under a mile.
It is.
I always forget what Phoenix is. Phoenix and Pocono, I feel, I don't remember. Yeah. I'm not even going to pretend.
They're both smaller than 1.5.
Everything is bigger in Texas except for Indiana.
Yeah. Just putting that out there.
Just throwing that out there for everybody.
So they do 248 laps, mm-hmm. which is nearly 372 miles. And you might be asking yourself, where's the 600 from?
But where does the 600 come from?
So it's nearly 600 kilometers.
Damn it, Texas. This is America. I expected better of you.
Of all of the states in the union.
Of all of the states of the union.
That would oppose the metric system, you would think Texas would top the list.
You would think so.
But
apparently not.
Apparently not.
No.
Apparently not. So 600 kilometers.
Oh, boy.
372 miles. So past races.
2015, it was Dixon, Canaan, Castro Neves.
All right.
2016 was quite a fun little race. They started, and then a rain delay happened about lap 70, so they had to reschedule it for August.
Wow.
And they just literally continued right where they left off. So everybody had to come back and use the same setup, the same downforce, and like Firestone sneaked away all of the tires. And they got to use the same tire. So they didn't even get like a whole new tire allotment.
Wow.
And so it was Graham, Hinch, and TK. And it's actually like a really good race at the end.
Yeah.
Hinch led for quite a while. And then like literally that last lap, Graham was like, boop.
No, thank you.
I'm a sneak out. Oh,
I'm a sneak past you.
Get this win.
Yeah, grab that win.
Graham's a Midwesterner. I'm sure he said that.
I'm sure he was like, oh, I'm a sneak past you.
Get that win.
And because I'm just kidding. He was like, sorry.
Sorry. Straight to hell.
Oh, so 2017, the shit show, which left 8 cars at the end,
8,
maybe 9.
Well, it's like 7, and then one of the Ed's car, or no, JR's car was running, but he was like 40 laps down.
Yeah.
So like 7 active cars and JR Hildebrand.
Yeah.
Just there were tooling around.
Yeah, there were multiple accidents.
Oh my god.
Including the huge one.
That took out 8 people.
Yeah, like damn near half the field. And that one was the one with TK and Hinch, and which TK managed to get out unscathed.
Somehow.
That's where we have the amazing clip from Hinch. Well, I think that's adorable.
Which, still mad that's not on a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
I love that.
You had one job.
You had one job. Make a t-shirt. You've had a year.
Yeah. I am ashamed.
Shamed. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
The tires had the weird wear with the blistering, so yeah. They had the mandatory stops, mandatory yellows, mandatory pitting.
The pack racing, even with like the small field they still had at the end, people spun out.
Yeah.
Sato spun out and took Dixon out and Connor right at the end. Like,
yes.
2 laps to go, and I was like, there's only 8 of, how is this anyway?
Right. Ugh.
It's probably a good thing we weren't at this race, because at one point...
I would have rioted.
I would have charged the field.
Yeah, to quote a video that we watched, we would have shown these millennials how you really throw a riot.
Oh, I love that.
The pack racing,
I don't know. And looking ahead...
That's a wild beast at Texas.
It's a wild beast. You know, everybody keeps talking about these new aero kits. It's supposed to help everybody get closer, so that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think for those of you who think like, oh, nobody's going to be able to pass, they're not going to be able to get close, you obviously haven't been watching the season.
Wait for Texas.
They're getting plenty close, yeah.
Wait for Texas.
Yeah, and if you think IndyCar is boring, watch this race.
Watch this race, okay. Come find us and watch the damn race with us.
Right? I mean, this race might be the IndyCar equivalent of a dumpster fire. I mean, that's how it was last year. But it was, you just couldn't stop watching.
I rewatched it and I was like, I should turn this off. And I was like, I can't. I know what's happening. I know what's going to happen. But I watched it.
But I have to watch it till the bitter end.
Because I'm involved.
Oh.
I was still yelling at it.
Oh yeah, it was wild. So 3 drivers that podiumed. Power came in first. Canaan came in second. And then our boy Simon Pagenaud came in third.
Because those were 3 out of the 8 cars that served.
Yeah. Although I will say,
Power had a clean race.
Pagano
had a clean race.
And I will say that also of those two, and we know that I'm a Penske fan as well, but regardless of my love of Penske, Power and Pagano are very excellent reactive and evasive drivers.
I would agree, yeah.
And I would say that they avoid incidents and crashes and debris extremely well.
Yeah.
On all tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you really don't see Pagano involved in much at all.
No.
As far as contact. Power, a little bit more, but...
It just kind of depends on what's happening.
It depends on what's happening and who's around him. But yeah, Pagano is extremely... extremely skilled at avoiding whatever the fuck you're doing.
Yeah. I have no time for this.
Nope.
Mom, no.
No.
No. Que se va. Anyway.
So, yeah.
Well, let's
so we'll see.
Let's make our picks and just cry when the race is over.
All right. Why don't you go first?
Yeah, because you're still thinking of yours.
Yep.
All right. So, I'm going to pick him for first. And I hope he doesn't break my heart like he did in Detroit. I think Rossi. I know that he had a weird week, but he's got to pick it up on ovals. And I think we're going to see him turn around.
All right.
So I think I've got him for first. I have Ed for top five, because Ed's actually had very solid runs at Texas. He just gets caught up in somebody else's bullshit is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's top five. I would not be surprised if he podiumed. Top 10, I picked Pagano. And I went back and forth because I also think that Hinch also has very good races here at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be survival. Hinch just keeps having some bad luck. And I think it's going to be Simon. I think Simon's going to be able to be like, no, thank you. And just jump away.
Yeah.
And this is going to get me some hate. I have Wickens for first out.
I think that's not a bad bet.
I'm not happy about it, but rookies are going to be sacrificed.
Yeah.
Yeah. This track demands a rookie, and I think Wickens is...
The IMS, the track chooses the winner. At Texas, the track demands a sacrifice.
A rookie sacrifice.
Yes.
So I think...
A virgin.
So,
a virgin or a rookie, and you're not going to find many virgins in any car races, so...
No, especially in Texas.
Sorry, Robert.
Somebody had to go, Wickens.
Well, she ain't good enough for her... For her own family, she ain't good enough for you. Sorry. The worst joke.
Anyway, who do you...
You don't even need to hear the joke. That's the punchline's the best part. All right. I do want to talk about Wickens a little bit, though, because it does not seem like he and his engineer are gelling at all.
He doesn't.
And I don't know what the deal is. So I don't know if it's, maybe we just don't know them, so we don't know their personalities, but it seems like...
There's a disconnect.
There's a disconnect, mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's that the engineer, is just, gives out more information than Wickens wants, and that's just that guy's style.
Yeah.
Or if it's that he doesn't think that Wickens knows better. But they're just not seem, they don't seem to be gelling together at all.
Not a good vibe. It's weird over the radio.
It's very weird.
And granted, we're only doing this over the radio, but it just seems weird.
Yes.
And both you and I picked up on it, so.
Yeah, there just seems to be a disconnect. I'm curious to see how that plays out throughout the rest of this season. Also, Hinch just got a new engineer. He didn't do nearly as well this weekend as I thought he would. And so as much as I want to pick Hinch, he changed engineers. He didn't have a great weekend.
That's why.
Just not, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I got to go with Simon.
Yeah.
All right.
So, all right. Well, I'm going, I'm not going to be picking any Hondas, I don't think.
Well, look at this.
I mean, Chevys have been doing better on the ovals.
That's true.
So.
Actually, two out of my three were Chevys.
Yeah. So my first out, though, it's definitely going to be a rookie.
Yeah. The rookie sacrifice.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Laced.
Okay.
I know that he did well at IMS.
Damn it, I could have made a Wicker Man joke with Robert Wickens. Now I'm really upset. It's okay.
A Wicker Man joke? Like
the movie The Wicker Man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sacrifice somebody in the Wicker. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Wasn't fast enough.
It's okay. Have you ever watched the original Wicker Man? Dude, it's creepy. I mean, they're both creepy, but that first, the original.
The original one is much more scarier than.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, deep down, we're all like, you want to kill Nicolas Cage, we get it.
Okay, fine. And it's
just, I get it.
It's an hour of Nicolas Cage yelling about bees.
Yeah.
Which, if you Google that, you're welcome. Because there's just a YouTube clip of just him yelling bees. Just all the times he yells bees. It's really funny.
Well, I know what I'm watching today.
Anyway.
Lace
is
right.
Your first out.
So Lace is my first out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a solid choice.
Yeah.
100%.
And he did decent at the Indy 500, and I just don't think he's going to luck out.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. Sorry, AJ Foyt Racing.
Guess you're going to turn it around later.
Right? Yeah. All right. For my first, I think I'm going to go Power.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Power.
He does fine here.
He does well here.
Not a bad choice.
I mean, he podiumed at Detroit this last week when nobody thought he'd do that. He swept the month of May at IMS.
Yeah.
The man doesn't seem to be slowing down anytime soon.
Putting that out there.
So, unless, of course, there's like something that causes him to be extra whiny over the radio.
Yeah.
We'll see. Although he typically still drives well, even when he's bitching about things. So,
true.
Yeah. I mean, it does not tend to affect his performance. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm picking Power for first.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Pagano for top five.
All right.
It was between him and Ed, but I'll mix it up so that our points are a little varied. And then I'm going to pick Ed Carpenter for top 10. So, I think that Newgarden's going to do decent.
Yeah.
But ovals are not his strong suit.
No.
And this track is, to me,
not for the faint of heart.
Not for the faint of heart, and it's just a little too much. Like it's very, like, there's a lot of similarities to the Indy 500.
Yeah.
As far as difficulty level, and you know, it's 248 laps, and so yeah, I think that he'll do well, but I'm not putting money on it.
No, I get that.
So that's what I got.
All right. Well, and of course, the ever-present drinking game.
Yes.
So here's a couple of times to take a drink. Anytime they mention last year's shit show.
Yes.
You just have to drink by nature.
If they mention it or show any clips from any interviews about the big wreck.
Yeah.
And if they show the Hinchcliffe, I think that's adorable.
Finish your drink. Yep.
And also, if they mention pack racing.
Oh my God. Which they're going to mention all the time.
Yeah, so this is for, this drinking game is not for you rookies out there.
Much like the track.
Yes, the pack racing game is only for those of us who have a tolerance built up, a seasoned veterans of alcohol.
Yeah.
So if you're new to drinking, sit that part of the game out.
And we're going to actually let some other people help us out with this drinking game. So here, it's Wednesday, so on Wednesday, we're going to put something out on our Facebook page, and we're going to ask you, what do you think would be a drink for the Texas?
Any other suggestions? And then we'll put together a little visual. And the best entries we get, we will add into the drinking game.
Because why not? We are the podcast for the people.
We are the people's podcast. Yep. Podcast for the people.
By the people.
By the people. Yeah.
That's it.
All right. So check out our Facebook page. So you can go to facebook.com/fastcarsfastgirls. Or you can just search Fast Cars, Fast Girls in the Facebook search bar. Ta-da. And then you'll find us. Like our page. Follow us if you want. But yeah, check it out. Because that's where we're going to be putting the poll.
Yep.
So if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram, which you should. That's amazing.
Yep.
But check us out on Facebook because we're going to be doing more stuff on that.
Yes.
We're going to be more active on our Facebook. If you want to know where to get a hold of us for everything else, you can just visit our website.
Oh my goodness. It's right there.
Everything's there. www.fastcarsfastgirls.com.
Ta-da.
So you can get our Instagram, our Snapchat, our Facebook, our Twitter, all that business.
Past episodes.
Photos. You can subscribe right from there. You can look at photos.
Molly's blog. So easy to find stuff on our website because we're not millennials, as we found out when we tried to do a Facebook Live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We are not, but I think we did okay.
Well, it was tilted. And did you not ever watch
it? I know, I never did.
Yeah. No, it was not. It was. We thought it was orientated landscape.
It was not.
What
an idiot.
And I was like, oh, no. So we're going to be doing like a 3 to 5 minutes.
Did your screen lock on probably?
No, I made sure to turn it off.
Oh, well, That's weird.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out before Saturday because we will be doing shit on our Facebook page after every race now.
Just
like a quick 3 minute, no more, no
just
less.
Just a little, Well, the good news is there's nowhere to go but up, so
yeah,
now's the time to jump on. We're not going to get any worse.
True.
In theory.
Let's white flag it because we got something else coming right up.
We do. We do. We also want to say thanks to the PTM podcast for having us on their show. We're getting ready to record right now.
Preemptively
so.
Say thanks.
Yes.
Maybe they'll have us back on. Maybe we'll have them on before the Brickyard. If this
we should actually. That's a great idea.
Because we don't know.
We don't know shit about
what's
shit.
What's a NASCAR? Am I in a NASCAR?
NASCAR
right now?
All right. White flag. Well, for me, it was a good weekend. A little bit of rain in the morning for qualifying on day two. Day one was a great race. Day two was a good race as well. It's so unusual, but I did enjoy watching Rossi get flustered because it felt like he was, not a human, at times, just because has such little emotion.
I know.
So this also kind of kills the serial killer theory we've been working under.
With
him showing
theory.
Emotion, it's like, is he not actually a sociopath?
Damn it.
Well, then, that opens up a whole new can of worms.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things about his personality that make sense when you think, in the back of your mind, he's probably a serial killer. So, now, I don't know what to think.
Nope.
Don't know what to think. Unless it was all fake emotion to throw us off the scent.
Maybe he's...
Which a sociopath would totally do. So...
Perhaps he's heard the theory by this point.
He might have. Maybe he's seen the meme.
Oh, God.
I don't know. So, Saturday was a good day for Rossi. Sunday, not so much.
Not so much.
But I think he's still very much in, I still think he's going to end up being the championship winner this year. I think that he's going to do real well. So, and I'm excited for Texas because it's going to be damn exciting. I'll tell you that.
True.
So what about you? What you got?
So I'm excited for Texas, but in 3 weeks. We're back on the road again.
Yeah, we are. We're going to Wisconsin.
Woo! Road America.
Yep. Going up to Elkhart Lake.
It's going
to
be exciting.
We're
going
to eat so much cheese.
So much fucking cheese.
So much cheese.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
I love Wisconsin.
I love cheese.
Yeah. I love Wisconsin. I love cheese.
I love lamp.
I like the Packers. I love lamp. So, yeah.
Exciting. We're actually kind of working on some stuff behind the scenes, so hopefully we can have some fun stuff out there. And, yeah, say hey if you see us. We're going to be there.
Absolutely. We've got some t-shirts now.
Yeah.
That we'll be posting some pictures of. If you haven't already seen them, they were pictures of them. We just didn't full-out advertise them, but it's got our logo on the front.
Yep.
And on the back, it says, I survived race weekend with Fast Cars, Fast Girls. So, if you survive a race weekend with us, well, you should
buy a t-shirt.
You should buy a t-shirt.
Yeah.
You should get a commendation because it's hard to do and not end up in the hospital. You can get a t-shirt. So for only $15.
Why did you charge me $20? All right.
Damn it. I thought to myself, what did I charge Molly for this shirt?
Oh, we need to end this.
Oh, yeah, we do. All right. A little too sleep deprived for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you after Texas.
Bye.